Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Two dudes watch cartoons. Welcome back to Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, the podcast where two dudes, that is us, watch cartoons. My name is Evan.
And my name is Alex. And we got an exciting episode. This is going to be our most controversial episode of all time. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Just kidding.
Oh boy.
Okay. We are covering, this is definitely one of the more interesting things we are covering. And I suggested it. And I did not know what we were getting ourselves into when I suggested it. Neither of us had watched it. I saw one news article about how it became Paramount Plus's most watched original show in an opening weekend. Yep. So we are covering Knuckles on Paramount Plus, the Sonic the Hedgehog spinoff.
Over 4 million hours viewed.
Not enough.
In the opening weekend.
And are you ready for this? They're 30 minutes. They don't get that bump from an hour episode.
30 minutes? Six episodes?
Six episodes. Minutes. They're not getting a 10. It's not 10 hours where someone finishes the season. It's 10 hours. This is 3 hours at most. This is a movie.
Yeah. Now, have we ever covered Sonic movies on this podcast? No. Have we briefly discussed it? Not until last episode?
No, that can't be true. No. We definitely meant to cover it, and we talked a lot about it when they did the redesign. The OGs,
Ugly Sonic, of course.
Ugly Sonic.
But no, this is one of those things that, like, honestly, we were sort of scrambling after the last episode of what to cover. And this did cross my mind, but I was like, this is too dumb. And I, like, this is one of those things that I filter because I know you're going to, like, reject it. But
so when I came to you, you were shook.
Yeah, I was shook. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm not going to lie. This is how many episodes we have now, I guess. I thought we definitely covered the first Sonic movie, but we did not.
We haven't covered any.
We might need to go into them because what a goddamn joy this was. It was maybe the most stupid 3 hours of my life, and I enjoyed all 3 hours of it. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And I would say I had my reservations going in, starting the first episode, and it felt very similar to how I felt about the Sonic movies themselves. Like, you know, you sort of stick through it just because you have a fondness for the character, or you have some sort of nostalgia attached to the franchise. But the films themselves are nothing to write home
about. They're basic, but they're fun. They're fun.
They're fun. But not in like a Super Mario Brothers way fun. Like that's probably the golden standard of like, that's the right balance of like vapid, but a lot of fun. And Sonic is not fun enough to like overcome its flaws.
Until Knuckles,
the TV miniseries. But Sonic 1 came out 2020, 64% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sonic 2, this is interesting to me, 69%.
Why is that interesting?
2022. I thought it was the weaker of the two. I don't know. What were your impressions of the movie?
I see. I get you. I'm going to be honest. I think I've watched most of 2, and I think I fell asleep. And it's no fault of the movie. I take naps during movies a lot.
Yeah.
But 1, I absolutely loved. James Marsden, he comes out with Jury Duty a couple years later, and now I go, that's the guy from Sonic. That's the guy from Sonic.
Honestly, I don't want to be mean, but I think the weak link in these Sonic movies, the biggest hill for me to overcome is Ben Schwartz's smug voice.
See, I think he kind of gets it. I feel like it's really appropriate for Sonic. He kind of has a little bit of smugness to him at times.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe my impression of Sonic was that he was much cooler.
he's cool, but also in the 90s, if you remember being cool, you were kind of sarcastic.
Sure.
That was just the bit in the 90s of cool kids.
I can accept that. Ben Schwartz, great voice actor.
Always
my cup of tea, but he's a great improviser.
Ben Schwartz sounds just like Miles, season 6 of The Circle, gotta promo it. Every time I hear Miles speak, it sounds just like him. Okay.
Kind of, yeah, I see it. But anyways, who asked for this? Why is it being made?
Yes, all the questions we need to get. Let's just start at the top.
Yeah.
Who asked for this? How did it get approved? When did they approach Idris Elba and say, hey, we got something here for you? Who reached out to Kid Cudi and said, I got the next project you need to be in? And then there's like some big name actors towards the end of the mm-hmm. series. Like, yeah. What is this project?
Kid Cudi, I believe, was in two, if not oh. both of the previous ones, because he did that okay, song okay. for two.
I had to, I see, that it. Makes more, see, that we're connecting things now. Mm-hmm. This is what we're here to do. I had to look up Wade Whipple. He's in both movies as well, because I found myself in the middle of episode two. I go, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. But I think this came about, obviously, after the second Sonic movie 2. Came out, and they wanted to, this is a Cliff Notes, I like don't exactly recall it, but they wanted to do a TV series for Knuckles and do it around the time of, like, around the neighborhood, the ballpark of when the third movie comes out, because that's sort mm-hmm. of, like, Sonic 3 is when Knuckles debuted as a character in, like, the video games. So mm-hmm. I think the proximity to the next movie in the franchise is alluding to that, is an homage to that, perhaps.
I don't even give a damn. I'm not here for Easter eggs, references. I'm here for a fucking bowling tournament. That's right, folks. The whole premise is Knuckles is going to help Wade Whipple win a bowling tournament. But that's not fucking all. There's emotional goddamn stakes, too, because Wade Whipple wants to win the bowling tournament
against
to beat
his
abandoned father, who left him as a child for the sport of bowling. This TV show is brilliant.
His father played by?
I know! What? I couldn't believe it!
Cary Elwes?
Dude, he's a Saw 1, Princess Bride. This guy's a legend. And his dad. And then, you know what's the funniest bit is he's got an English accent in this. No, that's a fake fucking English accent. He goes, I don't think your accent's real. And I'm so glad when he said that.
Yeah. It's, yeah, the bowling tournament is the driving plot in this story. It's, you might be able to describe it as like a buddy road trip comedy between.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knuckles and Wade Whipple. Wade Whipple, played by Adam Pally.
Oh, it's not knockoff Bobby Moynihan?
I kind of see that. No, he's in Happy Endings, I think, is the...
Okay.
It was like the...
good on him. He made it. He
the
made
twin, the twin the TV people. Show of New Girls. It was like Coach is actually left New Girl after the pilot to go be on
they
Happy
had a
Endings.
Spinoff?
No.
Oh, I see. That's
and
the
that's
show
why Winston
that
came around.
Where Winston comes yeah. in. Thank God.
Thank God.
So, wow. I'm hyped. I'm jazzed, though. I have so many questions about this that I just love so much. You answered the Kid Cudi one. That was brilliant. Uh-huh. But then, oh my God, he might have had the funniest bit of the whole thing. It's in the early bit. He's about to pummel Wade Wilson with the knuckle gloves that they build. And he goes, did I ever tell you about my time in a secret underground fighting ring? Wade Whipple goes, dude, we literally just met. Tell me that's not peak comedy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, so it's in the aftermath of... Let's describe the premise of the Sonic movies. Let's give you a brief overview. They are, as this TV series is they are CGI, you know, of the Sonic characters.
That's how
mixed
we're covering
with live action
as cartoons.
And the movies star James Marsden, as you had mentioned, who he's a leading man, I would say.
Yeah, but, notably missing from this,
yeah.
But. They got Idris Elba. Who put this on his desk? Or did they just literally say, here's the paycheck and here's your lines? Like, I'm so curious.
I think, I don't know. It's interesting to me that he's doing such like mindless franchise property, because I feel like he hated Thor, doing Thor. Like, that was all
Yeah.
the interviews, but maybe it's because of the makeup or something. I don't remember exactly
Maybe it's because his
what his
part was
beef was.
shaved down to 0% of the movie
True,
plot.
true, true, true. And here he's got his own
He's the
miniseries,
star.
baby.
He's the st it's title character. It's like Luther. It's
Yeah,
Knuckles. He
yeah.
says, "I am only playing title characters from now on."
It's a little bit, it kind of reminds me of Thor 1, and just the whole Knuckles is a warrior,
Oh,
out
out
of his
of the fish
world,
out of
and
water. Oh, yeah. And his whole thing was to get the Chaos Emerald. He did that.
He
Now
did
what does he
that.
do?
Yeah, it's actually a nice emotional beat at the end. He finds a home.
I know, dude. I know. It's so good. This is what I'm saying is like someone weirdly put a ton of time into this project.
Back to what I was saying though. So the premise of the movies is that Sonic comes into Earth. They're
They're
aliens. They're
aliens.
from a different dimension or a
I think
different world,
dimension. Yeah,
probably
yeah, yeah.
dimension. And that's what the rings are doing. How do you feel about that? I don't love it, but I guess
What would you prefer?
I don't know. I think I just want a more straight on Sonic movie in Sonic's
Mean?
world
Wait,
with the
hold
little
on. Oh, you want it
tracks.
in Sonic's world. You don't want it in our world.
Yeah,
You
like
don't want Sonic Battle Adventure 3.
I
You
don't want
want
it.
just r
Yeah, I
regular
don't want
old
it
Sonic.
to
You
be.
want him running around that fucking place just collecting rings?
Yeah, whatever city you grinding on rails and doing
That's
snowboarding and
in
all that.
the our world. That's our world.
Okay,
Sonic's world is that fucking bright ass 2D where you see the
that's pretty
loop-de-loop.
sweet to me. No, I think.
I love the rings being interdimensional travel, and he comes from a whole other dimension to our world.
It's adapted well. I don't love it being like an ET, like get the alien. I feel like I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I feel like after so many years, there should be more rich storytelling in the Sonic franchise. I could be wrong. Maybe that's what we'll get in Sonic 3.
But so, I mean, that is Sonic. Dr. Eggman is always trying to
Okay,
nab
okay,
Sonic.
okay.
He's trying to kidnap his ass.
Yeah, okay. That's, yeah.
I
All
can't
right, all
wait
right.
till he's gonna go there, dude. There's gonna, I can't wait for the third one now. I'm gonna binge one, two, then I'm gonna binge Knuckles all before three comes out. I'm so excited. I'm so in now. I don't know how, like we were saying, to me, this is an adaptation because it literally just takes all the fun of the Sonic things, and they're like, we're just gonna do it. Like, little to no explanation on some of these things. Like, let's just go for it.
It's good. It's yeah, and I like that they focus on Knuckles, and I apparently that's what they needed was just more room to breathe, because this is as what you said, 3 hours,
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
it's
it's a
six
brisk
30-minute
watch.
episodes. Brisk watch. I was so happy when I thought we were about to do first, I thought we were about to do 8-hour-long episodes, and I was like, God damn. And then I
Yeah.
saw six, and I go, oh, 6-hour-long episodes is
That's
not
not
bad.
bad,
Turn that first Mamma Jamma on. I go, 30 minutes, dude. So I'm in. I was in from that moment on.
it's literally just a 2 hour movie that they
It was
broke up.
great.
Like, it's
But it was so good. The music. Can we talk about the music?
sure, yeah.
10 out of 10. No notes.
I didn't take no. Oh, yeah, I guess they had a lot of like popular pop music from
This is my jam. That's how they ended the whole thing. It was great. It's beautiful. What an
Yeah.
emotional note.
I'm surprised at the creative liberties they were allowed to take
Oh,
on this show.
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, going into episode one, and maybe the weakness is that Sonic entails, like, you have to like ease into the story, but once you get to like, there's
I
a
think
little
once
bit of
they hit the
setup.
road,
Once they hit the road, we're going. Once it's
we're
just
full.
Knuckles and Adam
For
Pally,
me, though, I'll
it's
be
gold.
honest, I was not sold on it really until the first bowling scene where they lose to the Girl Scouts. And I go, oh, okay, this is like, I need to dial back my serious tone a little. I was like, I didn't,
Yeah.
I was coming in expecting maybe like a 6 or a 7 on the serious meter. Let me adjust this to like a 3 or a 4. And it was right in that sweet spot. I was like, okay, this is really funny.
Yeah.
And Wade, like I said, I didn't know who Wade Whipple was till like the very end. I had to Google. I go, wait, oh, why is it Knuckles and Wade Wimple? They've acted like they've known each other for so long. They do know each other from the movies. So he works with James Marsden.
Yeah.
He's the sheriff with James Marsden. And this is the best part. This is how I literally was like, network television is back. I can't tell if I hate or love this leading man.
He's definitely not like a handsome leading man.
I don't hate people based on their looks. That's not what I'm regarding. You
know, he's a very average. He's like a normal looking dude. You could walk past him in a grocery store and you would not think he's like.
You wouldn't say Wade
Whipple? The lead of Paramount Plus's most streamed series of all time. To his credit, Adam Pally and Ben Schwartz, and I don't know which was which, but they, before James Corden, is that his name? Took over late show, whatever the CBS show is. They did like a guest hosting stint. I think Ben Schwartz was like the sidekick.
Good for Wade Whipple.
Comedic minds.
Good on Wade Whipple. Man, like I said, I just went through like hating and loving him. He had so many moments where I was like, ugh, Wade. And then I was also like, oh, Wade. Like, it was great. Like, there's literally a scene of him dueling a bodyguard via a motorcycle and bike. And he grabs a katana and chops his ponytail off. And he's like, I've bested you in combat. I was like, this is so stupid, but it passed the threshold of like, I'm not enjoying it. It was so stupid. I was like, this is great. I hate being this guy, but streaming has really changed both television and movies. Mm-hmm. We don't get dumb comedy movies anymore. We just don't.
That's true.
And dumb TV shows rarely exist anymore. It's got to be like prestige television to like break through the market. And I love prestige television. I'm not trying to shit on it. I'm just saying we've really funneled the options we have via movies and TVs.
It's all the algorithm.
It's all the algorithm.
With episode one, you sort of do have to like trust the roller coaster, like and fall deep enough into the valley to pick up enough momentum to come back riding out on a high, because that's how I came out feeling. It was a ton of fun.
It was a ton of fun. I was like. After doing the first episode, I was like, oh, this is going to be a little bit of a chore, but like, that's fine. I'm going to get through it. We'll talk about it thoroughly. And really, I watched episode one and two together on the day before, and I left and I was like thinking, I was like, oh man, I really want to watch three right now though. I was like, I'm in it. I know I'm close to the end. You know what I mean? I was like, I know I'm getting there. It was, I'm telling you, I enjoyed every bit of this watch. The dumb, the funny, the emotional. Because while this was like one of the dumbest, funny comedies I've seen, very emotional towards the end. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was good. It got me.
I think the family, Wade Whipple's, the Whipple family, that's what sold me. Actually, episode three is like the one where we meet all of them. But there's a moment... Probably one of my favorite moments of Adam Pally, Wade Whipple's, like one of his favorite just comedic bits is he's fighting Kid Cudi in like an old ski resort and he's like trying to hide and they like scan past a bunch of mannequin heads and he's just like next to one of the mannequin heads, like trying to stay still.
You thought he was going to Scooby-Doo it because Kid Cudi walks past him and you're like, wow, that's going to work. But then Kid Cudi just slowly turns and looks at him and he goes, "Hey!" and he runs. It's so good. It's so good. That's what I'm talking. And why are they in a ski? That was when he had to go rescue Knuckles. I was like, oh, this is hilarious. I was like, he sets off all of those things. He goes, no, the fireworks were for the celebration at the end. Just top-notch buddy. Stupid buddy. It reminded me of like a Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, in all honesty. It was Knuckles and fucking Wade Whipple go to a bowling tournament.
Yeah. And then episode three is where we meet his family and his sister. I don't remember her name, but...
She's Judy in The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten into
she's
that yet.
She's hilarious in The Righteous Gemstones.
All right. Well, she's pretty fucking funny.
She was pretty funny in this, too. Man, when they were arguing about the gun organization, and she's in the FBI, she goes, I know Jim Gunn that works at Gunn. He goes, oh, I know Jim Gunn, too. And she goes, really? Yeah. Guess we know the same guy.
Jim.
Goes, well, I made him up.
Now, for the listeners, if you listening, hearing how we are reminiscing fondly about this show and all of its great moments, at a surface level, at a glance, when you watch it, you'll be like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Yeah. But it's like dumb humor for like 7-year-olds. Like, it's not like a Shrek where it punches above the weight class, but like, you really just gotta let go of your ego and like enjoy the ride.
I think that's what it is, though. And not to like circle back on my point where I said I was not shitting on prestige TV, but it does feel like that's like all television is right now. It's like that's all that we really focus on. And if it's a comedy, it's got to be super smart and witty. Like, think about like, I think like one of the greatest, I'm doing air quotes, comedy is fucking like Succession. And that's not all comedy. You know what I mean? But that's one of the funniest recent shows I've watched that have like come out. And so I just think it reminds me of a time when you could just like watch something and just like chill for a sec. Like, I don't know. It was so nostalgic like, in that.
It's like the tier of movie you catch on Comedy Central. I'm trying to think of like, there's that Grandma's Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like movies like that. Like this.
Seth Rogen's knocked up. Like just Seth Rogen's never knocking up whatever that hot woman's name
I
is.
I feel like that's even
right
a
now.
Tier above the type of movie I'm talking about.
You know, yeah, Grandma's Boy is. I get what you mean. Yeah, where they literally get stoned with the grandmas, and he works at a video game company. But that's there's a time and a place for those movies, and so this was like
they made that for 7-year-olds.
It's beautiful. It was beautiful. I would watch it again. I really would.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I laughed. But so the family seat. So they sit down for Shabbat dinner. When Knuckles is like, I love this matzo ball soup. I was like, this is another layer of this show. That's so goddamn funny. No one loves matzo ball soup. You like it at best.
Yeah. We meet the whole family. And there's a lot of, this one's pretty action packed too.
Dude, this is another great part of the scene. Wade Whipple can barely fight the guy. A sister in the FBI can barely fight the guy. But then Knuckles and the mom throw down in the kitchen. And this is like that Grandma's Boy. Like, this reminded me of like the scene in Superbad where they like throw the bottle and the grandma's. I was like, is this going to be a dream? But no, mom was just whooping ass in the kitchen with Knuckles.
She knows Krav Maga.
She knows Krav Maga. Great. It was so good.
Yeah. What are Knuckles' powers? Just super.
Dude, this is the part of Sonic that I love. To top, it's a video game at first. First and foremost, lore be damned. Lore comes second in the Sonic video games. They got a ton of powers. They have so many powers. Because in a new video game, you got to top whatever the last one was. But so in this game, we saw Knuckles can. Man, and they nailed it. Knuckles looks like he can fly, but it's really just like strong gliding. He can just glide. And they address that too. He can fly. He's super fast like Sonic too. I don't think he's as fast as Sonic, but he is very fast. And then obviously his power comes from his knuckles, as we found out.
Yeah. What would you say was your first Sonic game? Or experience.
Oh, okay. So I had a friend that had like an old one on the PS1 that I would play. Okay. But then for the GameCube, it was like the one you're in the city and you're grinding and you could choose your character and there's a chow garden where you raise little baby chows.
Chow garden. Sonic Adventure and 2. Right?
Sonic Adventure 2. Yeah, and I said 3 earlier and it didn't feel right. And yeah, it is one of, if not, top 10 best video games of all time.
Of all time.
And so, I've logged so many hours into that game. And, but this is what I'm saying is we're going to get scenes of them grinding on snowboards in the city at some point. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's in the Sonic lore. And they're just so, they do it. They do it big. And like,
I just feel
this is what I'm also saying is they were like, Idris Elba, we're doing a spinoff of your character. We know that was part of the deal. It's going to be about a bowling tournament.
Sign me up.
I'm in.
As long as Idris Elba can DJ the release party.
Oh my god.
I guess this goes back to like the whole them being aliens thing. Is like, I don't want that Sonic Adventure 2 moment to be watered down or it'll be like them grinding on a lunch tray in the mall or something. You know, like, it's not gonna hit the same way.
Trust them, Evan. You just need to trust them. I think it's coming. Now that we're seeing Shadow,
mm-hmm.
Spoilers for everyone. Keanu Reeves, Shadow. This is what I'm saying, is the Idris Elba casting for Knuckles was already like really crazy. Yeah. Jim Carrey as Eggman, we're like, wow, these are really strong castings. Now Keanu Reeves, who's turned down multiple Marvel films. You know, we talk about that Marvel money. Like, that's no joke. That's life-changing money.
How much is Paramount shelling out?
Paramount's not shelling out Marvel money for Sonic 3. But
I mean, that's one of my questions about this show. Like, Paramount
it's an anomaly.
Paramount is up for bid right now. Sony's in negotiations to buy them out with private equity.
They need a win.
How do they have the time or money to make Knuckles, the TV series? I think the CGI is probably on par with the movie.
With the movie. I actually didn't take one single note of bad CGI. I'm going to be honest. I thought Knuckles looked amazing the whole time.
He did. And there was the robot at the end. Okay, the villain? What? The mountain? Or was that what he's called from the Game of Thrones?
Is that him?
Yeah, the one who...
I didn't put it together. Who fights Prince Oberyn, who, looking back, Prince Oberyn is Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mountain and the Hound.
Yeah. Is he the Hound?
They have the fight at the end. Maybe he's the... I don't know.
He's the one who mentors Arya.
That's the Hound. I was so in the world, didn't even cross my mind that was him. I was invested. I said, that's a gun operative that they've kidnapped to make them robotic technology.
Yeah, and they give a whole backstory. It feels very
beautiful.
90s in the way that they create.
I think Sonic should feel super 90s. Even the bowling alley, I took note of that. Every time we were at a bowling alley, even in the championship, I was like, this feels so 90s. Like, not Big Lebowski, and I don't even know that Big Lebowski's from the 90s, but like, I was just like, I get what you mean. I totally understand.
I think how I mean it is in the way that in the 90s, there would be these, I don't want to call it high concept, but like they would, you know, they would just commit to the concept without a wink and a nudge and a like poking, you know, not like a
Novi Bowl.
That was a thing, you know, like the Marvel kind of sarcasm about doing a genre. They just commit to the bit and it's a big goofy the alien invasion villain starring the Hound, or not starring the Hound, but with the Hound as a villain.
Wade Whipple's the star. How dare you? What do you think was the height for you of the season, of the six episodes? What scene, moment, what did it for you?
Maybe the rock opera? even though
yes,
it's not
dude.
Very knuckle-centric?
Yes! They had six episodes, and they said one of them we're going to spend making a rock opera where he's training to be a warrior. When he woke up from the first time in the rock opera, he goes, oh, my power comes from my fists, obviously. He's like, okay, I got it, bye. And the guy's like, no, that's not. And he's like, okay. And he tries, why did I think that would work? This was so much fun.
What do you recall of the rock opera? Like, so what is Knuckles' origin? He fights a demon?
On their home planet, where the this is a real animal too, is the real problem.
Echidna, which looks like a hedgehog.
It looks like a hedgehog, yeah, but it's got giant fists for punching, I think.
I don't think the real one, but
no, it definitely does. Definitely does. I love just another random thing that they just have boots on, like that's their feet. I'm obsessed with it. I don't know why. I was when I was a kid, and I still am. Okay, and so I think... What was your question?
What's Knuckles' origin? This isn't a kid.
Yeah, you said, what do I remember of Knuckles' origin? They were, look at this cute little motherfucker. Okay. Looks like a porcupine.
It looks, at first glance, you'd think it's a porcupine.
Yes.
Or, I guess, what does a hedgehog actually look like? I guess I only know.
I only know because I had a friend that would breed hedgehogs. Yeah,
it's looks a like shorter, a porcupine. Shorter snout.
So, very similar family class here.
Mm-hmm.
Knuckles' origin story. They were on the home planet, and it got taken over by owls that they had to fight, and they lost their Chaos Emerald. And as a warrior of the Echidna tribe,
mm-hmm.
Knuckles will do anything to get that Chaos Emerald back, and he did. And that's his whole goddamn story in the video games, is he's like, I must find the Chaos Emerald. That's all he says throughout all of the video games that I remember. And he did. He always found them. That was his job.
Didn't they have an open world game recently that didn't do great?
Yeah, well, they're going to keep busting out Sonic games till the end of time, baby. They got no shortage of concepts of running. What they actually need, and if you're listening, you have to contact my lawyers if you want to approach this idea. But they need like a Mario Kart style game, but instead of carts, they're all running.
That game exists.
Where is it? I'm going to buy it. Contact my lawyers. I'm suing.
Came out in 1997. It's called Sonic R. It was a CD-ROM game. And I think...
Shit, dog. I'm talking for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. But that was one of my first exposures, other than the Sega games. But it was that you would run courses, and you could play all the different characters they had. Sonic, Knuckles, Metal Sonic.
Mm. Oh, Metal Sonic's great. What's the Bat Lady one? You remember what I'm talking about? Why do I have vivid memories of that, but no recollection of her name?
Was that Sonic Adventure 2?
It definitely was. It definitely was Sonic Adventure 2.
Who's voicing her?
They're saving that for Sonic 4. This is what I'm saying. If they dole one character out at a time, I'm sat. I'll be here for them all till they get to Metal Sonic. I need to see how that works because that's when the government's winning. They build Metal Sonic. Oh my God. They're going to do
that.
Rouge. That's what it was.
I think they should do that like more One Piece style where it's like a person who plays with like cosmetics, prosthetics.
It's the only one that's human size. Evan and I are wannabe movie critics. We're also wannabe chefs.
We're all doing more cooking at home now. If you want to elevate your home cooking, you need nice tools to do it. Louis Kitchenware will get you there. They have beautiful stainless steel pans, nonstick bakeware, knives, all the stuff you need. Safe, high quality materials, constructed to last, made in the United States. Founded in Detroit.
Moving into my condo, we got hand-me-downs. So this new Louis Kitchenware has been great, and we love the discount. We want to share that with our listeners.
You can use code 2DUDES, that's T-W-O DUDES, at louiskitchenware.com, and that'll give you 10% off anything on the site.
Check out our link in bio.
Two dudes watch cartoons. Yeah.
There's a lot they can pull from, but... there's, like a Mario, there's enough, like, fluidity with the plot that it gives them a lot of freedom. And I feel like they got a lot of creative liberty on the jokes and whatnot. And it showed. And it was really well written. And it was fun. It was emotional. I think that there is an opportunity for... I bet you that's how they got Keanu. They're like, you see this Knuckles series we got? We'll give you your own. You want one? It's going to be great.
I like that about an actor, like about Idris Elba or Keanu now, is like they have the self-awareness to know that this is probably not going to be critically acclaimed and it's probably going to get ragged on and not do well critically, but they are game for poking fun at themselves in that way. And as we had talked about before, Keanu is playing Shadow the Hedgehog, who's a Sonic clone? Or like.
Probably. Knowing Sonic lore, there's so many. I didn't know. If he's a clone, awesome. I love Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm so thrilled for this. He's so badass. He looks so cool.
He's the Sasuke to
He's the Sasuke to the Naruto. Yeah. I'm a sucker for that sort of trope, too.
Let's see what his official character biography was created by Robotnik through genetic engineering as part of an experiment to cure his granddaughter Maria from deadly illness. This is starting to sound like Pokemon the first movie.
The American audience got that version cut.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any direct.
So he's created probably from Sonic's DNA, but not necessarily a clone, it sounds like. Like a Mew and a Mewtwo. Ooh.
Well, here's an. Okay, so if Shadow exists in this next movie, this is reading a little bit more into his biography.
Yeah.
I think in Adventure 2, he gets the 7 Chaos Emeralds and helps Sonic fight in this super state.
I remember. Yeah, they both go supersonic.
Presumed deceased until Sonic Heroes and Rouge the Bat discovers him alive in Eggman's base. So
I need to see that scene.
Four.
I need to see that scene. Yes. Oh, God.
So I think this would have been a little bit past our time of like prime Saturday morning cartoons viewing, but there was like a Sonic anime in the 2000s, Sonic X, where a lot of these characters were there. And maybe after
Tails. What do you think about Tails? Do you have a favorite Sonic character? Which one's like your favorite in the lineup?
Shadow's just so fucking cool.
Shadow's so sick. You know, Tails is Knuckles a close is second cool. though. Tails and okay. Knuckles, I think they're all cool. Tails, I always loved that Tails could fly. I thought that was like and in a lot of the games it provides like a utility that the others don't have.
Sure. In my early days playing the game as a younger sibling, I would be, relegated to player two and beat Tails. So,
you're the Luigi.
But I'm the Mario. Luigi. Yes, know. True. But I think that's where Knuckles' appeal came.
This explains so much about you. Oh, Knuckles was like, he's sorry. Like, he's I didn't mean that as an two. Insult.
No,
Knuckles, though, yeah, it's not the standard Tails is player two. You're like, I'm going to go
Tails
player
is a sidekick.
Three. Almost. Yeah, Tails is a sidekick. Knuckles is like doing his own thing. I don't need your player one, two bullshit. I'm Knuckles.
Knuckles is more like a Vegeta. Tails is like a Gohan.
No, he's like Krillin.
Krillin, that's perfect.
We're exclusively using Dragon Ball references for all cartoons that
all
we cover
cartoons.
Now.
It's a relevant framework. It applies to everything. And Rouge the Bat would be Android 18.
No, Rouge the Bat would obviously be Bulma. What are you talking about?
No, because she's bad, though, I think, in the game.
Is she bad or bad? I'm sorry, I had to.
This is off the rails. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm game. The franchise is middling at best. But I'm like, I mean the movie franchise.
I'm invested, though.
But I'm so game to see wherever it goes.
You think they could get to Fast and Furious numbers? They make 11 of these bad boys?
They could. Yeah, they could. I don't know. Would people... Do you think Ben Schwartz would sign on for more than three?
Dude, that Paramount money? Come on.
the non-existent money?
The non-existent Paramount money?
Maybe. It's... Fast and Furious Paramount? No, that's Universal, I feel like.
I'm going to say something that's going to upset a lot of fans here, but I have seen none Fast and Furious.
Wow.
They have all escaped my eyes.
That's okay. After the first, I feel like I've seen two for sure. Three, maybe? Three of them.
Tokyo
and then
Drift
just like
four.
The rest of them, just like, they're all a blur of like ever-increasing... Yeah. Stunts. Outlandish stunts. Really should be more grounded. Instead of cars racing, should be little mammal CGI, brightly colored characters.
If they just took the whole concept and made it go-karts, I think I'd be in. I don't know why. Take the cars out of it. No, yeah. I want a Sonic Mario Kart game. I want a Fast and Furious Mario Kart game. I'm realizing it's the carts that I like more than anything.
Yeah. I do think it's funny that, like, I feel like, is it whatever company owns Sonic. I think it's Sega.
Sega.
Yeah, they used to be.
They
a console
do stuff
system.
With Nintendo now, though.
Yeah.
Because Sonic crossed over. There was Mario and Sonic go to the Olympics. I played the shit out of that game on the Wii. If I'm
Did
being
you?
Honest.
They have an arcade version, which is kind of fun.
At Dave and Buster's. Did we talk about Dave and Buster's?
Yes, we have.
Dude, Dave and Buster's. This is news. We're middle of the segment news. Dave and Buster's is going to allow 18 and up year olds to start gambling on video games.
Yeah.
And scientists have said we've reached the peak decline of humanity. We can't go any lower. But I'll be lying. At first I was like, how atrocious. And then 10, 15 minutes later, I was like, shit, that sounds kind of fun, though, actually. I was like, I believe in my video game skills.
You're telling me I can put money on Mario Kart?
Yeah.
On
like what?
Mario and Sonic go to the Olympics?
I bet on myself any day. Yes, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but I think, like I said, 10, 15 minutes thinking about it, I was like, I might have to check that out one or two times. Or three or four.
It's a good time. It's a rip-roaring good time.
Because I like Dave and Buster's.
Food, okay.
I don't mind Dave and Buster's as is, but now you're going to tell me I could maybe win money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
A gambling addict was born today. Okay. So, back to the movie. I do think we can kind of give up our closing thoughts here, and then we'll go on to Letterboxd, and if there is Letterboxd. I don't think they do it on TV shows. Maybe we'll look at some Sonic Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Real missed opportunity. Should they not be doing TV shows?
I think they're bringing it to, or
how hard could it be? I don't know. I guess maybe they're going to do it by season. Let's get into closing thoughts, and then we'll do some news then. We don't need to do any reviews here. Give me your closing thoughts on this. We're all over the map with it. You learn nothing about what actually happened in the show.
You just have to watch it to find out. If you're a younger sibling that's ever been relegated to player two, being Tails, Knuckles is your salvation. Knuckles is the light at the end of the tunnel that you can stand on equal footing with player one. And, you know, Tails doesn't have his own miniseries, but here we have Knuckles getting his own.
Shoo.
This is, you know, I would say pound for pound over the course of the series, probably better than either of the individual two film entries up to this point. And I think it's
Rotten Tomatoes has it certified fresh.
Certified fresh, wow. And I think that's just due to the fact that they could get a little wackier, that it's not like a film entry in the franchise, and it's just on Paramount Plus, you know, which is struggling for money apparently. But if you like the character, I don't even want to say enjoy, if you just like have a fondness for or have seen either of the two movies and it made a point of watching them, you'll probably enjoy this as well, or you'll get a kick out of it at the very least. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. I'd probably give it a 2.5.
Sure.
I want to
2.5 out of 5.
In my heart, says 3, but on paper I'm going to have to put down a 2.5.
No, it's good. Okay. For me, Evan was, you know, listing, if you like this X, Y, and Z, then you'll enjoy this. If you are a fan of comedy, just good old-fashioned, rip-roaring comedy, this is the show for you. That is my pitch, friends. Good night. No, I'm just kidding. I think that this show reminded me that while I love metaphors and thinking and mysteries and deep shows and all that, a lot of times TV is meant to just be fun. And while this is not a cartoon, I think it applies to a lot of cartoons and animated properties that we do watch. Like a Fiona and Cake at times. I was like, man, there's a lot more here because there's this whole other world universe. This is a spinoff. But this is just fun. They took a concept, they stretched it thin, and they made it work. But like, they made it work. You know what I mean? Yeah. They took like a little bit and they made it work. And I appreciate that. And I think that's a sign of good writing, is it doesn't always need to be an Easter egg or whatever. Like, it's just, it's good old fashioned rip roaring fun. I can't say it enough. I had a great time, but unfortunately, like Evan, equal parts dumb and hilarious. It's going right in the middle. 2.5 out of 5.
You know, in the age of streaming,
there are better options in the age of streaming. But if you're looking for something funny, this will hit. I promise.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say,
you know what this reminded me of? And I don't know if you've seen it. Did you watch the Ted series on Peacock?
I did not.
Kind of reminded me of that. Not necessary, though. It was really funny, though. I laughed a lot. I was like, not necessary. Nobody asked for this. Good time. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say in the age of streaming, where these platforms are just filled with nonsense, and this is more nonsense, I'll take IP.
This is nonsense.
I agree.
I'll
take the IP version of it all day. Because this is not. I need to. You know, the listeners are probably being like, Evan, you're being so you have double standards about which IP you'll be forgiving to, and like, you know, I might not be as forgiving to a Star Wars or Marvel at this point, because they have the benefit of having 20 odd films and movies and TV shows and so on. And Sonic, we only have these three mainstream films, so I'll take what I can get. But yeah,
2.11. Cheers. If they make 11 films, you owe me a steak dinner.
Yeah.
As soon as Shrek 5 comes out, that's happening. We know it's happening. I probably should just pay up, but I'm holding out like there's like a contract dispute or like.
I think there's like a technical. What if we have till 2030?
You're going to get it. I trust you. It's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
I just don't know. They literally, what was crazy was we made that bet and then it didn't even take like a year. It maybe took like 1 year. They were like, they're in talks for Shrek 5. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Well, yeah. We made that bet off the back of Puss in Boots.
No, we did not. We made it off the back of Shrek 2.
Oh. Are you sure? Okay. I'm not going to, if you correct me, I'm not going to correct you a second time. Hey. I'll take your word for it.
I know my memory is not always the best, but I know it's been longer than Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots, we didn't even do a year ago.
Okay. All right. Well, next time we get together, we'll you can pay up on that steak dinner.
Let's go into some news. There's some things happening. You have anything up? I got one to start. I'll start.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just because we had briefly touched on it. Sony Pictures and Apollo, which I think is a private equity group, have made a $26 billion all-cash offer to buy Paramount. And that was a couple of days ago, so that number figure may have changed. They may have opened up negotiations. But basically, Paramount's up for sale, which is why watching this series, I'm like, what? Like, this is their last hurrah?
This is what they're making before they go, yeah. Did the executives see this? And they go, what are we doing?
But I mean, that's a great last hurrah. That's got to be spiking up the bid price. Their most streamed.
They're like, look at this, look at this.
Roman Roy is patting himself on the back for that idea.
So coming off the heels of a spinoff TV show for a streaming service off an already made intellectual property.
Okay.
Seth Rogen and Prime Video have announced Sausage Party Foodtopia starting July 11th.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? Now, we've never covered Sausage Party. We've both seen it. We might have seen it together.
I think I watched it with Haley. Was that a poor decision in retrospect?
What a great date. Know. Yeah, what a great date night to take her to.
I remember it being maybe vaguely racial or like, I mean, it came out.
That's not what I was thinking you were going to say. I'm so sorry. Yeah, go ahead. You're right, though. Now I didn't even think about the racial issues. What?
Yeah. There was the PETA character.
That's a good point.
I don't know how that'll fly in 2024, but if someone's going to try it, it'll be Seth Rogen. I think he's got the delicate touch required.
This movie came out when I was like, when we were like full frat boy. We were in it.
Yeah.
We were there. We were in the Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember walking away from this movie even clutching my pearls a little. Like, that was a bit much.
Yeah.
And I know that was kind of the purpose towards the end, but like, I was like, oh my goodness, what did I just watch?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Spoilers, it ends in a huge group orgy. So where is this show going to go? You don't remember that? What do you mean you don't remember that?
It's been 10 years, 12 years.
It's unfortunately a scene I'll never forget.
Oh, this one's good. A live-action Scooby-Doo series is in the works at Netflix. Greg Berlanti is set to produce.
I'm scared. Help me. I'm scared.
Have you seen the replies to it, though? People are like quote-tweeting this, and it's like, welcome back, Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Oh, man. I think, Riverdale's... Greg Berlanti is like a CW guy, is he not?
He is. Yeah. Mm. He was going to do, I think, that Powerpuff Girl reboot that got canned after like midway shooting. Riverdale's a really interesting show to me because it's another one where the source material is kind of wacky and out there. And they were like, you know what? We're just going to fucking go for it. And I've maybe watched one episode of Riverdale. I'm not even kidding. I don't even know I've watched a full episode. Yeah. But there was this guy on TikTok that when it was like finishing, I would watch his recaps of episodes. And I have to tell you, they were the most insane plot lines I've ever heard of a TV show, like ever, like of any TV show I've ever heard ever. They've jam-packed so much nonsense into an episode. People would die and come back, and there was relationships and quad relationships, like not a thruple. What would you even call that? A quapple?
A polycule? A polycule.
Polycule. You
is
learn
the
something
term.
New every day. So, you know, I got a weird respect for Riverdale, even though I've watched almost none of it.
So maybe there'll be.
I have a little bit of hope.
Okay, because I mean now there's Velma is an out lesbian. There's like much more rich territory to explore. Yeah, to explore. In a live action Scooby-Doo.
Velma season 2 is airing right now.
Yeah, should we check it out? I didn't. I watched 2 episodes of.
Maybe. I don't think I ever watched season 1. You told me not to, I think.
Well, I think it got critically panned, but we could check it out.
Maybe. Some of our best episodes are some of the worst we've ever watched in our life.
Depends when we can cover X-Men 97 once the season is over.
Yeah, we're waiting. This is literally how this is going right now. We are just waiting to cover X-Men 97.
God, I love that show.
I was just kidding. Invincible was planned, but still, we are like, what is going on?
There was another one I wanted to touch on briefly. Oh, a survey of over 2,000 people said that 92 minutes is the ideal length for a movie. Only 2% of respondents said they would be happy with a movie being over 2.5 hours long. We've been on the soapbox for decades.
Feeling pretty good after hearing that news. I think hour 45 to 2 hours. If you could do it in that amount of time, mwah.
But 90 minutes is all you need, man. That's all you need.
It's good.
It's good.
It was proven vindicated. Back in the day. Yeah. That was the formula. Okay, I got a last little bit of news. Not us ragging on it, just reporting on it. For 2023, the biggest net loss at the box office, with a loss of $237 million, The Marvels. Wow. Now, have you watched The Marvels?
I have not.
I watched it, unfortunately, on streaming. I'm part of the problem.
That's all right.
definitely doesn't deserve to be the biggest flop, but My Baby Flash is right below it. And so, unfortunately, sorry, Marvels, you will be thrown under the bus.
That's where I'm at with the Marvel franchise.
I thought the Flash was better than the Marvels, so that tracks. Okay.
Oh,
Indiana Jones 5 is on here too. I didn't even
Wow. You know, I think this hopefully we're at a turning point for what big studios are willing to make and that they'll invest
more. You see about Fall Guys?
What happened to Fall Guys?
It's flopping horribly right now. Everyone's like, "You want original content, like original movies, here it is." Nobody's going and seeing it. That's this weekend.
R.I.P. Damn. Okay. I'm also part of the problem. I got rid of my AMC stubs.
You're also a new dad. Give it some time to circle back around. I think that just watching Ryan Gosling do the PR for this Fall Guys, I feel like this man has been on a solid one whole year of a PR train. Like, has he just been nonstop since Barbie?
Well, this is part of the issue. And this, I think, can also be applied to the music industry is that marketing.
You want to talk about Drake and Kendrick? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, marketing for movies, for music, for album releases, things that these labels or big studios used to be sort of solely responsible for. So much of it is just now, like, I don't want to say the responsibility because it's also like of the actors because they're just, you know, put in front of, you know, interviewers and they have to do all these, like, it's just like, the studios have like shifted that and outsourced it to the actual talent. So that's just so much more on them.
Interesting.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, I agree. I get what you mean. But he has been, so that's interesting. That's why he's been a one-man marketing team for this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the first trailer for Mufasa dropped with original music by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Your favorite jump scare.
Does that look interesting to you? It's the CGI, like real life. Like,
I'll give you two guesses as to if that interests me or not.
But what do you get from the trailer? It's like
Rafiki
telling the story of Mufasa.
I don't understand why. I'd rather see fucking Lion King 1.5 in live action, I feel. I don't know. This is my issue, is I was one of those people that I was like, oh my God, The Jungle Book, live action, Lion King, live action. But after I did both of them, probably in like the span of a year, 2 years, whatever it was, I was like, these are not needed at all. These Little Mermaid, I understand, because now we're involving people in it. There's no reason. It is all still just animated. It's just animated with a safari background, but it's not in the fucking safari. We're in the fucking volume. So it's not like it's all animated. It's all animated.
Yeah. Now, if you told me it was a road trip buddy comedy between Rafiki and Mufasa and they go bowling.
And they got to go win a bowling tournament.
Now, man.
And at the very end, the dad's like trying to steal the ball. And I love how the announcers got in on it too. We're here at the very end. The announcer's like, "Ooh, looks like some family drama where Pistol Pete left their family when they were younger. Should we be able to hear this?" No, like just it. It reminded me of Dodgeball at the end. Stupid, dumb comedy that people love.
This Knuckles, to bring it back to what we're covering, is full of character actors. I would call most of them character actors. Like all these people you see in like side roles, I imagine they're like probably UCBC, is that what one of those improv groups out in
LA. Yeah.
But you've seen them in like every Paul Scheer, he's in fucking everything. It's like that whole gaggle of improv people.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're funny and they deliver.
Well, this has been fun. You have any more news before we head out, before we part ways? I don't like saying that.
Giancarlo Esposito has been cast in the MCU, but he's not telling us what.
And he specifically said it's not a role you think. Why are you going to say that? Let me speculate.
So what do you think? So I think the
so
one
people have guessed. He's wanted let's rule Xavier. Out the ones. Yeah, but he specifically said it's not who you think.
I know.
So I think that rule out rule Xavier. Out.
Yeah.
I think rule out Magneto too.
Sure.
Because I think probably. People have expected that. What'd you say?
I was going to say Dr. Doom, but is Doom cast for Fantastic Four probably?
I'm thinking Dr. Doom. You beat me to it. That's what right. I was going to settle on. I think it's Dr. Doom. I don't know they've casted okay. for it, and I think he could do a great Dr. Doom, honestly.
Yeah. Interesting.
And those old like Fox movies of the Fantastic Four, they don't really do Dr. Doom justice. He becomes like one of the biggest, baddest villains in like all the multiverse. He's like, yeah. He's savage, Dr. Doom. I really think they're going to replace Kang with Dr. Doom now. So I could see them bringing in like a Giancarlo Esposito.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever watch the Josh Trank Fantastic Four with Miles Teller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. F4. Yeah. It's, it's in that era where. Where we're like growing up, and so they're trying to make more like grown-up superhero movies. So like, I wanted to really like it, but it was so bad.
I don't remember. I watched it. I don't remember it being like that bad. Like, it's not good, but it's not like.
I think Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man's knocked this one out of the park. If you consider these like that sure. Era 2 reboot they tried to do almost.
It had. Kate Mara?
Yeah, Kate Mara, Miles Teller, Miles Michael Teller, B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan in his first Marvel role?
In his first Marvel role.
Okay, this is a small
how funny
thing
is that?
That
both
I love.
Human Torches yeah. went on to different Marvel roles. You think here's my money that Deadpool addresses this somehow.
Oh, they've had a couple Easter eggs. Not about that movie specifically, but I feel like the trailer's already been broken down, and I don't know what it is
I'm
in,
excited.
But... people are looking for the Easter eggs. I was going to say that movie has a score by Philip Glass, who's like one of the most famous or one of the most celebrated contemporary composers, American composers right now.
I'm excited.
But Dr. Doom looked like a crumpled up like spearmint gum wrapper, like a five gum wrapper. That
I don't remember.
After he comes out of the...
Anyway. Oh, yes.
You know
okay.
the gum packaging.
I do. I couldn't remember what you were talking about.
And
it's like
the guy
five...
from the Black Mirror.
He is the guy from the Black Mirror. Good memory.
Who
maybe I need to go rewatch
the videos.
This. I bet it's on Disney Plus. Yeah. I really liked the Fantastic Four. I thought they were underrated.
Yeah.
But then I found out like they weren't. Like people actually loved them. I feel like they're underrated now, is what I mean to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did we talk
about the cast of Fantastic Four? Is that what you were going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, have we talked about hopes for the future of the Sonic franchise?
Let's do that real quick. I think I know what both of our hopes are, actually. I think we talked about it. It's Rogue Bat. Rouge Bat. Man, I'm so happy. Your face was so serious. You go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. What were they? I got you so good. It's Rouge Bat, baby.
It's up there. It's high priority. Who's the other girl hedgehog character?
They're Amy.
Amy, okay.
And she's got a hammer. That's all I remember about her.
Gotcha. More earnestly, I want to see Metal Sonic and Metal Knuckles.
Oh, yeah, Metal Sonic would be really fun to see because that will be some animated, but they'll probably have like a fucking Metal Sonic there, so that'd be cool.
That'd be dope. Anyways, nice. I don't know.
I don't have anything else. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. There's a new Fairly Odd Parents trailer out. Premieres
yeah,
May 20th.
That's the other news.
On Nickelodeon.
Someone that I saw goes, trust Cartoon Network's going to reboot this every 5 to 10 years. I was like, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm going to
get us
off.
Out of here.
Yeah, all right. If you enjoyed this episode, please go check out our backlog. We have a ton that you would enjoy. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, and on YouTube as well. Please go like and follow us on YouTube. We're always trying to grow on YouTube. Send our YouTube video to someone you think that would enjoy it. And make sure you follow us at Two Dudes Watch Cartoons and on Instagram. I totally messed that up. On Instagram and TikTok, please follow us at Two Dudes Watch Cartoons, and make sure you rate and review wherever you're listening. It definitely helps us, and we appreciate it.
Last question, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
You can only keep one speedster in your fan collection. Is it the Flash, or is it Sonic the Hedgehog?
Asking the hard-hitting questions, dog. You're like, choosing my babies, choosing my kids here. Fuck. I think I saw a death match. You ever see that YouTube thing where they do death matches between different fictional characters?
Yeah.
And I think Sonic does end up winning.
But I mean, I think the Flash canonically, is stronger. I feel like
I don't
Flash
know why I'm has making this a battle. Which one can win for my love? I'm gonna keep Sonic. Okay, bye everyone. I don't want to explain.
That'll do it for this episode of Two Dudes Watch Cartoons. We will catch you next time.
Two Dudes Watch Cartoons.
Yeah. Gonna cry. Hard decision.